Katz joined the Trump transition team, saying, "I plan to tell the president-elect that we are with him and are here to give him help in any way we can." We'll talk about how George plans to oppose Trump in every possible and legal way. My engineer is Derek Crooks. I'm Barbara Bernstein. I want to remind you that today at 4 o'clock outside of Senator Wyden's office on, I don't have the address in my head, but it's over near Lloyd Center, there will be a protest against all of Trump's campaign, all of his cabinet nominees. So show up there at 4 o'clock in front of Juan Wyden's office. We're going to go out with some music by Joni Mitchell. Thanks for listening.
Minus is loveless. He talks to the land and the leaves fall and the pond overrises. She don't know the system, plus she don't understand. She's got all her own fuses and splices. She's not gonna fix it all too easy. The masking tape tangles, it's sticky and black, and the copper proud-headed Queen Lizzie conducts little charges that...
KVU Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KVU in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KVU Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email Monica at kbu.org.
The purpose of this program is not to prescribe a treatment to individuals. Listeners should consult their healthcare practitioner before attempting any treatment.
Good morning and welcome to Health Watch. I'm Ellen Goldsmith, licensed acupuncturist and your host every second Monday of the month. Almost every aspect of your body relies on a healthy thyroid function. Yet thyroid dysfunction affects at least 20 million Americans, and conventional medicine frequently misses the diagnosis. So whether you suffer from feeling tired or listless, or anxious and wired, or perhaps you have trouble losing or gaining weight, struggle with fertility, have mood swings, or are losing hair, you may be suffering from a thyroid dysfunction. And it can be elusive, but it is treatable. And today we're speaking with an expert in the area, Dr. Amy Myers, author of The Thyroid Connection, Why You Feel Tired, Brain Fogged, and Overweight, and How to Get Your Life Back. Dr. Amy Myers is a renowned leader in functional medicine and 2 times New York Times best-selling author of The Autoimmune Solution and The Thyroid Connection. She's the founder and medical director of Austin Ultra Health, a functional medicine clinic that treats patients from all over the world who are overcoming chronic illness. She's been featured on numerous media outlets, has helped hundreds of thousands recover from chronic illness through her dietary-based program, The Myers Way. And she has created multiple programs, tools, and free resources to guide readers through her revolutionary approach to health. Dr. Amy Myers, welcome to Health Watch. Well, we have a little bit of a technical issue here. We're waiting for Dr. Amy Myers. And when she does arrive, we will be speaking with her. So just hang on there. Okay, we're not getting her. Okay, so our audio engineer is working assiduously to get Dr. Myers on the phone. She's not picking up at this point, but just to give you a little bit of an introduction on the thyroid connection. I think we'll be speaking with Dr. Myers about issues on labs. a lot of times people will go to their conventional medical doctor and get their regular blood work checked out, and they will come back with normal levels. Yet they're still having these symptoms that I talked about earlier. They'll feel tired or they're anxious. Fertility is a really big issue there too. But if your labs are normal, you could still have a thyroid problem. And part of that is, as we'll talk about with Dr. Myers when we get her on the phone, is that there are T3 and T4. That's what they usually check you for. And TSH, that's thyroid stimulating hormone. Okay, it looks like we've got her on the phone. Dr. Amy Myers, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, thank you. Oh, good. I was trying to delve into the subject. I know a little bit about it, but you're the expert, so here we go.
Sorry, I was having trouble getting on the line.
Okay.
A few minutes late.
Well, that's okay. Thank you, and welcome to Health Watch. I wonder if you would begin by explaining to our listeners what the thyroid, or as you say in your book, the most important and underappreciated gland significance is to our health.
Yeah, so our thyroid is really what, even though it's a little teeny tiny gland in our neck, it has a huge job, which is really to regulate our metabolism and every single cell in our body. So there are thyroid receptors on literally every cell in our body. So it's also one of the reasons why it's often misdiagnosed or not diagnosed, because symptoms can range from, you know, brain fog to insomnia to, you know, weight issues to hormonal issues to skin issues, because, again, we have those receptors on every cell in our body, that the range of symptoms can be very broad. And so anybody who has experienced trouble with their thyroid, like I have, knows how, you know, impactful it can be in all those various areas in your body and in your health.
So you did share a lot of your story in your book about your experience with your own thyroid issues. And I wondered if you could share that with our listeners.
Yes. So I'm a medical doctor. And when I was in medical school, my second year, I started having insomnia. I was losing weight. I had anxiety that turned into full-blown panic attacks. And I eventually had a tremor that was very concerning. And I went to the doctor, and they really dismissed me and told me that it was distress. And, you know, I had been through a lot of stressful things in my life, and medical school certainly was stressful. But I knew that there was no way that that was just stress with all the symptoms that I was having. So I demanded a full workup, and I'll give the short version of this story because, of course, I do write about it in both my books, The Thyroid Connection and The Autoimmune Solution. But I eventually was diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune condition causing my thyroid to be overactive. So that's why I was having all of those symptoms of everything, my metabolism being revved up. I was losing weight. I was having panic attacks. I was having insomnia. I had this tremor. Everything was just, you know, really revved up. And in conventional medicine, they really only offer you three choices. One is to take some medication to shut down your thyroid. One is to have your thyroid surgically removed. And the other is to blow your thyroid up like Hiroshima and with radioactive iodine. So none of those sounded good to me, but I tried the medication first and thinking it was the lesser of three evils, and eventually got something called toxic hepatitis, where the medication was affecting my liver. And very long story short, I eventually knew no other option but to have my thyroid irradiated or blown up. So I don't have a thyroid now. And so even though conventional medicine had thought that they solved my problem by blowing up my thyroid, you know, I went on a quest to find out, you know, why did I get this in the first place? Those of us with autoimmunity are three times more likely to get another. And, you know, how could I prevent from getting another one? And what could I do to finally get to the root cause of why I got it in the first place? Because, you know, if I never dealt with that root cause, I was leaving myself wide open to other autoimmune diseases. So finished out my residency in emergency medicine and eventually found the Institute for Functional Medicine, where I did all my training to, you know, really find out the root causes to thyroid dysfunction that I write about in the book.
So what are some of those root causes? They're a broad spectrum that you write about and that we know about.
So I write that there are really five main root causes pretty much to all chronic illness, whether it's thyroid dysfunction, autoimmunity, you know, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia. And, you know, that's just based on, you know, working with patients. I am a functional medicine clinician, so I've, you know, have a medical practice and working with thousands of patients, and of course now getting feedback from people all over the world, is that, you know, I could have four people in my office with, say, Graves' disease, or five people, but the reason that they have it can be vastly different for each one of them. I like to think of it like a pie chart, and that there are five, you know, pieces to that pie, and likely by the time you get to my office, all five of those pieces are a part of the issue. But, you know, for some people, one piece might be bigger than another. And those five root factors are really our diet that we're eating, genetically modified, heavily processed, hybridized wheat now. So our diet, we're also dealing with leaky gut, and I can go over that if your listeners don't know what that is. We're dealing with an enormous amount of toxins in our environment, more than our even our parents and certainly our grandparents or great-grandparents ever dealt with. We're dealing with stress like we've never dealt with before, with constantly being, you know, bombarded with EMF to infections to, you know, having to be on all the time with computers available and email and needing that. And then, of course, there's a certain number of infections that have actually, through a process called molecular mimicry, been thought to create or be implicated in certain autoimmune conditions, particularly those of the thyroid.
So
it's kind of our diet, leaky gut, toxins, infections, and stress.
So it sounds like, and in your book, you know, you really focus on the diet, which, of course, as we say in our clinic, it's the hardest thing and the easiest thing. It's the hardest thing to change. But once you change it and you get better, you go, wow, that was easy, you know. So, you know, and that change in diet. Could you just talk a little bit about what are the major, you talked about some of the issues, in food issues, but what are the major changes people have to make to really start to heal their gut and to support their immune system from a dietary point of view?
So we talk about in functional medicine about a 4-R program. And so the first R is to remove, and part of that removal process is removing certain foods that I kind of break those into two categories, either toxic foods like sugar and, you know, GMO foods to inflammatory foods, things like gluten and dairy. So the first step is to remove those foods. Also, removing is infection. So in our gut, a lot of people have small bowel bacterial overgrowth, or they have candida overgrowth, or parasites. So that's the first R. And then it's, so we're removing the bad. We're restoring the good, so we're giving them good probiotics. Everybody knows about the microbiome and how important that is these days. We're re-inoculating, we're restoring anything that may be missing. So digestive enzymes, bile salts, HCL, stomach acid, and then we're repairing. And we're repairing with things like bone broth, L-glutamine that's there to help rejuvenate the gut lining. Things like aloe to soothe and recreate that barrier in the gut lining.
So you really are bringing down the inflammation by removing the things and then in putting foods in that support that anti-inflammatory response in the body. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you want to stop the inflammatory response and then, you know, seal up the leaky gut. And for a lot of people, you know, early on in my practice when I was just sort of doing functional medicine, they, you know, that did the job for so many people. Now after you've written the autoimmune solution and the thyroid connection, you're really getting the sickest of the sick and the most complex of the most complex that have been everywhere with multiple autoimmune diseases. So we typically have to dig into some of the other things like looking at infections, looking at toxins like toxic molds or you know, various other toxins, and then we typically have to, you know, dig into the stress component as well. But for a lot of people, just dealing with the dietary part and healing the gut can go a long way for people.
That's fantastic. Let's talk about stress a little bit, because it seems, is this true that thyroid dysfunction affects women more than men? Is that true, or is this, you see?
Thyroid is far more common in women than men, and autoimmunity is far more common in women than it is men. And most thyroid dysfunction is autoimmune in nature. So, you know, and the reason behind that, nobody knows 100%, but there are many theories, and one of the main theories out there is, you know, women in the, and how this is so tied, particularly with the thyroid, to estrogen and our hormones. And a lot of times, particularly with thyroid dysfunction, it's happening at times of change in a woman's life, postpartum after she's given birth, perimenopause, menopause, times where there've been big shifts in our estrogen. And then we know with thyroid in particular that, you know, if you go on the birth control pill or take synthetic estrogen, that binds up your thyroid hormone, so you're going to have less of it, and that's where hypothyroidism will come out for a lot of people, and why a lot of women, when they're pregnant, they have high estrogen. So if they're on supplemental thyroid hormone, they need to increase their dose, and if they're not, they might need to go on it.
Right, so there's this thing about how the thyroid hormone, actually, you said, gets bound up. It almost gets, as we say in Chinese medicine, constrained, right? So that even though sometimes people have these normal thyroid ranges, they're not converting T4 to T3 to make the thyroid hormone available, right? Is that correct? Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so one of the biggest ways that I feel conventional medicine often is failing those of us with thyroid dysfunction is in kind of what you're talking about, is that they're really not even checking the right labs. They're not checking a free T3. So for those people who don't understand how the thyroid works, our body produces T4, which is the storage form of the thyroid hormone. And a teeny tiny bit of that gets converted into T3. And T3 can either become free T3, which I like to call the gas. Remember, this is your metabolism. And so that's the gas for your metabolism. It keeps us warm, gives us energy, keeps us at our ideal weight. Or it can go to reverse T3, which is what I call the break. And that, you know, can give us symptoms of hypothyroidism. Things slow down. Our body's trying to protect itself and not, you know, give it energy. And so most doctors are not even checking that free T3 level, the gas, the most important, you know, hormone of our thyroid. I mean, I didn't mention it's the one that goes into every receptor. T4 is a storage form. It can't act on our metabolism, but free T3 can. And most doctors aren't even checking it. And then, of course, we can get into, you know, optimal labs versus normal labs. But so there are a lot of people that are not making that conversion from T4 to the free T3. And we need certain nutrients to make our thyroid hormone, to make that conversion, to get that free T3 into our cell. And that's one of the biggest areas that I'm seeing that in my clinic, is that people don't have those nutrients. It's why I actually created a specific multivitamin to go along with the book and the program, because I was seeing people being so nutrient deficient, even people who are eating really great diets, because our soil's depleted, our guts are all messed up, and we're not digesting and absorbing properly. We might not have enough stomach acid. So, of course, we want to fix all those things. But, you know, still, some people need a little extra, and so that's why I created that multivitamin. But that's probably, that nutrient deficiencies is one of the biggest reasons that I see that people aren't making that conversion. And you can effectively, you know, be hypothyroid. It's why people get a TSH checked, and it looks normal or even optimal. They get a free T4 checked, and that might even be normal or even optimal. But then their doctor doesn't check their free T3, and it's in the toilet because somebody's not making that conversion. And yes, of course, if somebody has high estrogens, they can be binding up the thyroid hormone, and that could be a reason they're not making that conversion. Stress can be a reason that they're converting more to the reverse T3 than the free T3. Heavy metals, starvation, these are all ways that you can either not convert or you convert more to the reverse T3, the break, than you do the gas.
Wow, it's complex, isn't it?
It might sound complex,
yeah.
But and yes, our body is dynamic and in an incredible orchestra of complexity. But in another way, it's actually very easy. And I mean, I feel like the program explains it to you in an easy to read and understand manner, and more importantly, what to do about it.
Absolutely. It is very user-friendly, your book, I must say. When you're talking about the nutrient deficiency that you're seeing a lot with people around T3, what are those nutrients that people are missing?
Well, I commonly see selenium deficiency in people, zinc deficiency, B vitamin deficiency. Either people aren't getting it or they have mutations at MTHFR. Mm-hmm. Magnesium deficiency, and even protein deficiency. You know, you need tyrosine to make your thyroid hormone. Fatty acid deficiency, omega-3 fatty acid deficiencies, iodine deficiencies. Mm-hmm. So, and these are all the things that you need to make your thyroid hormone and then to get it converted to that free T3.
Right. It was interesting. You talked about you were brought up as a vegetarian, right, for part of your life?
Well, I became a vegetarian at 14. I was brought up very holistically. I mean, we ate brown rice. My mother made homemade whole wheat bread and yogurt. My parents were kind of hippies growing up. So we, you know, I never had a, you know, TV. Well, of course, it was the 70s. There weren't too many TV dinners or fast food. But it was coming about at that point, and we didn't get to eat any of that. We got what we call junk cereal, the Fruit Loops and stuff, once a year when we visited our grandparents for Christmas. Otherwise, you know, it was granola, literally, or oatmeal, or Cheerios, or, you know, a homemade breakfast.
Right. So you talked about that moving from being more vegetarian in your diet to really bringing in a lot more animal food, getting rid of those grains and such. And it's interesting, I've never seen a protein powder that has beef in it. Could you talk about that choice of why beef? It seems to be quite important.
And it sounds disgusting, but let me tell you, they are amazing because the collagen in the beef protein makes it so thick and creamy. And if you're like me, who hadn't, you know, eaten a smoothie, because most smoothies are made from either whey or grains or soy or legumes or something, I hadn't had a smoothie in a couple years, so with protein powders, it was amazing. But anyway, yes, back to, I was a vegetarian for 27 years, rice and beans, tofu almost every day of my life.
That's
and then I got sick, and, you know, and diving into all of this, really seeing how that, for me, played a role in my not being well. And what I have found in helping, literally at this point, tens of thousands of people reverse their autoimmunity and recover from illness, that a more of a paleo-type diet was what a lot of people need to be on, at least for a while, you know, to get these grains and legumes out. A lot of them have been sprayed with Roundup. They have lectins in them that can irritate and cause your gut to be leaky. Many of us have candida or small bowel bacterial overgrowth, and these carbs feed those infections. So my program doesn't have you eating that, at least for the first 30 days on the program. And so that took away a lot of smoothie options for people. And I'm not really a fan of eating a lot of fruit, you know, in a smoothie and, you know, not having any protein to counteract for a sugar, you know, to balance out the aspects for blood sugar. So when we found this protein, you know, it sounded kind of, I mean, gross, quite frankly. But I tried it and I was like, holy cow, no pun intended, this is like amazing. So I now eat one almost every day, and it's gut healing because it has collagen in it. It helps your skin, helps your nails, helps your hair, gives you the, you know, amino acids you need for your thyroid and to build muscle and support your immune system. And it's, like I said, collagen in it, so it gets like really fluffy. In fact, if you don't eat it soon, you know, like fairly quickly, it gets almost too fluffy that you have to use a spoon. But it's, you know, it's actually really delicious.
I'll have to try it. It was kind of out there.
I mean,
for
I
me
not saying that cause, yeah, I'm not saying that because we sell it. I mean, I could easily just literally be trying to tell you, but if you know me, you know that I only say things that are like super authentic, and I'm not kidding you. When I mean, now, like this morning, it was 27 degrees even in Austin. So yeah, I didn't have a smoothie today.
Right.
But most days we have pretty decent weather here in Austin, and I'm having a smoothie almost every day. It's just also a great way, you know, I do take a lot of supplements and, you know, just things to keep my gut healthy. And so, you know, I put in my liquid fish oils, and I put in, you know, my L-glutamine and extra collagen. So, you know, I even will put in a scoop of our multivitamins. So it's also just a great way for people who are, if there's someone who takes a fair amount of supplements, to kind of put it all in a shake and, you know, get it without having to swallow a lot of stuff.
Yeah. It sounds like a plan. When you are, for our listeners out there who may not have access to either a naturopathic physician, which we have licensed here in the state of Oregon, or a functional medicine physician. They just have a conventional physician because their insurance covers their labs. What kind of labs would you recommend that they ask their doctor for?
Yeah, so I cover this in the book. And first, what I want to say to all of those people is my first book, The Autoimmune Solution, was very much like, hey, you know, don't listen to your doctor and follow this program. The Thyroid Connection was very much written to work with your conventional doctor. So it is a guide and a companion to work with your conventional doctor. It's great out in Oregon. Y'all might have more choices than some people do in the rest of the country. But this was not meant that you had to go get another doctor. Now, I'm not saying it wouldn't help you that they might be more open-minded or be able to do some of the secondary tests that you might need, like heavy metal testing or stool testing, things like that. But for the average person, this book is meant to be able to work with your doctor. I have a list of the tests in there, and I'll go over them as well. I have a list of where, you know, there's normal range, but then there's optimal range. I even have a letter in the back to your doctor. And I have gotten a lot of people emailing that they've brought their book to the doctor, they bought a copy for their doctor, and people were really getting really great feedback. And I was getting things saying people were just surprised at how receptive their doctors were. So it's been really wonderful to hear that so far. So the labs, you know, just at a minimum, would be, you know, just kind of just looking at the thyroid, would be a TSH, a free T3, a free T4, a reverse T3, and then thyroid antibodies. So you definitely want to know if your thyroid dysfunction is autoimmune in nature or not, because it kind of puts you in a different category.
And being in a different category, meaning that the treatment is different?
No, actually, I wouldn't say the treatment is different. It's just that statistic that once you have one autoimmune disease, you're three times more likely to have another. So you really want to make sure you're getting to the root. You really want to, you know, make sure that you're healing your gut. You may want to stay on the program longer versus somebody who doesn't have autoimmunity, and then theirs might have just been an issue of, oh, they didn't have enough iodine to make that conversion. They didn't have enough selenium, and they got on the program and started the multivitamin, and now their thyroid's functioning normally. They might not have a leaky gut. They're not necessarily susceptible, you know, for that second or third autoimmune disease. So it really is kind of, you know, again, I say that, you know, at some point you can add back in the grains and legumes, not gluten, though. But you may want to be more cautious about that, or just, you know, not do that as often.
Right.
So it just in your mind, it should put you in a different category. I mean, effectively, it's the same program, because I didn't feel like it really, you know, it should be the same program. But in your mind, it should put you in a different place of like, oh, I need to take this more seriously than the person whose thyroid dysfunction was caused by the fact that they just didn't have enough selenium in their diet.
Right. So I have a question for you, actually, from a naturopathic physician colleague of mine here in Portland. And he wanted to know, why is it, do you think, that many conventional medical doctors are reluctant to prescribe natural thyroid for their patients?
I think it is because, I mean, one, I don't think that there are patents on those anymore. So there's probably not a lot of money for the drug companies to be running around with, I mean, I hate to sound cynical like this, but I do, you know, that they're not drug companies there to push and say, hey, prescribe this instead of that. Hey, I mean, how drugs get prescribed, and I can say this being the fact that I am a physician, you know, a new drug comes on the market and then they get a bunch. I mean, the reason drugs are so expensive, obviously, because they have to do research, but they also have to pay all these people to go out and the advertising and all that stuff. And then they come into the doctor's office and they drop off all the samples, and then they start saying, oh, this is the newest, latest, greatest. I mean, why do people poo-poo what I have to do? Because you can't patent the gluten-free diet, right? I mean, you can't patent prevention. So, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, all these people out there poo-pooing leaky gut, which is a real thing. I mean, search on PubMed under the literature. But Dr. Fasano at Harvard has the most papers, and now there's so many people writing about leaky gut. And there are people, there is a company that has, you know, I think it's phase 2 or 3 trials right now for a zonulin blocker, which is a leaky gut healer, essentially. Zonulin rises when your gut is leaky, and there are people out there racing ever since he discovered zonulin to block it, to heal your gut. can assure you the minute that drug is released, and there is a patent on that drug, and there is money to be made, every doctor in town will be talking about, oh, you need to take this drug for your leaky gut. Let's check your zonulin level. But try to get a zonulin level checked now. You definitely have to go to a functional medicine doctor for that. Try to find, anybody talking about that. So, I hate to have the cynical answer. I don't really know the answer, but I would say it probably, as most things in medicine do, it involves money.
Okay.
Not a lot of money.
Right, got you.
That. I mean,
so Dr. Myers,
I feel like I get the
Yeah, we're just running out of time. So I just want to it's a great answer. Thank you so much. I just want to give our listeners a chance to contact you. And how could they contact you if they want to be in touch?
My website? Yeah, absolutely. My website is amymyersmd.com, and that's amymyersmd.com. And all my social media is just amymyersmd.
Absolutely. And you can get Dr. Amy Myers' book, The Thyroid Connection, Why You Feel Tired, Brain Fogged, and Overweight, and How to Get Your Life Back, through her website or on Amazon or probably at your local bookstore. And
local bookstores.
Dr. Amy Myers, thank you so much. I'm so glad we got to speak today. And this is, I could go on for a long time speaking with you about this topic.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Stay warm out there.
Okay, thanks. And you've been listening to Health Watch. I'm Ellen Goldsmith, licensed acupuncturist, your host. Be sure to join us next month when I speak with Sandor Katz, author of Wild Fermentation, known as the Johnny Appleseed of fermentation. And you can listen to this episode and more episodes of Health Watch online at kboo.org/healthwatch.